الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم وأنيبوا إلى ربكم وأسلموا له من قبل أن يأتيكم العذاب ثم لا تنصرون واتبعوا أحسن ما أنزل إليكم من ربكم من قبل أن يأتيكم العذاب بغتة وأنتم لا تشعرون أن تقول نفس يا حسرة على ما فرطت في جنب الله وإن كنت لمن الساخرين أو تقول لو أن الله هداني لكنت من المتقين أو تقول حين ترى العذاب لو أن لي كرة فأكون من المحسنين بلى قد جاءتك آياتي فكذبت بها واستكبرت وكنت من الكافرين ويوم القيامة ترى الذين كذبوا على الله وجوههم مسودة أليس في جهنم مثوى للمتكبرين وينجي الله الذين اتقوا بمفازتهم لا يمسهم السوء ولا هم يحزنون الله خالق كل شيء وهو على كل شيء وكيل له مقاليد السماوات والأرض والذين كفروا بآيات الله أولئك هم الخاسرون صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders, brothers, friends, first of all we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving us tawfiq to come for Jummah Salat early. There is great virtue for arriving early for Jummah Salat. MashaAllah, your masjid's environment is very good. Keep it up. Come early for Jummah Salah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the hadith of Tirmidhi and Ibn Majah, whoever performs ghusl, showers, washes his body thoroughly on Friday, comes to the masjid early, very early, and sits close to the imam, listens to the khutbah attentively, and does not speak of any ill in between the khutbah, then for every step he took from his home to the masjid, for every step, 100 steps, 200 steps, 300 steps, for every step, Allah will give him reward of ibadat for one full year, meaning one full year's tahajjud, qiyamul layl, and one full year's fasting will be recorded for him in his book of good deeds. This is because of his showing of respect for Jumu'ah. So, there is huge reward. And then, you know the hadith, on Friday, special angels sit at that door over there. And they have times. In the first hour, whoever comes, a sawab of sacrificing one camel is recorded for him. And the second hour, large animal. And the third hour, goat. Fourth hour, chicken. Fifth hour, donating an egg. And then when khutbah starts, those special angels sit down, they also listen to the khutbah. And whoever comes after that has no share in that extra special sawab. He only comes to fulfill his duty, get it off his shoulders. So why do we miss out on that camel and go for the egg? And sometimes nothing at all, may Allah protect us. May Allah give us tawfiq to value these special sawabs and rewards from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Respected elders, brothers, thereafter, today, we see the whole world is in a turmoil. Many things happening around the world. We Muslims are fearful of protecting our iman. We don't know where to turn to, what's going to happen to us, our children, our iman, our deen. There are so many fitnas around the world that our mind is boggled. Every day something new comes up. And we need to protect ourselves, our deen, our iman, from all the fitnas in which we are surrounded. And how can we protect our deen? How can we protect our iman? In fact, how can we strengthen our iman? How can we become stronger in our iman, in our faith, in our yaqeen, in our connection with our Creator, our Sustainer, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What is the way to do that? We want some solution for that. We want to bring ourselves closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and strengthen our iman. What is the way of doing that? Well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us Quran. Quran is a book of hidayat. Alif lam mim dhalika al-kitab la rayba fihi hudan lil-muttaqin. Inna hadha al-Quran yahdi lil-lati hiya aqwam. Quran is hidayat. Quran is guidance. First thing we need to do is read Quran. In Quran there are solutions for our problems. And the problems are same. Today's problems are equally similar to the problems 100 years ago, 1000 years ago, 2000, 10,000 years ago, in the time of Musa alayhi salam, when Firaun was creating problems. And before that, in the time of Ibrahim alayhi salam, when Namrud was creating problems. So the problems are same. Same thing, haqq and batil, the struggle between truth and falsehood has been forever. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provided solutions for our ancestors, for our elders, for our pious predecessors. And those same solutions are here today as well. And they are mentioned in the Quran. So we need to recite the Quran, we need to read the Quran, we need to understand the Quran. And then we can, inshallah, find solutions to our problems. I remember reading this autobiography of this revered brother. He said, I became a Muslim when I had never ever interacted with any Muslim personally. How? He said, I went to a Muslim country for holiday and I heard the azan. And it was so peaceful that every time I used to just sit and listen to the azan. I didn't know what it was. I came back, I started researching on the internet. He was living in the highlands of Scotland, Inverness. Right on top of UK, where there are, you know, no Muslims around there in the highlands. So he said, I started on the internet researching, and you know, I liked what Islam was teaching. So I ordered for a copy of the Quran from internet, and I started reading the Quran. As I started reading the Quran, I felt as though Quran was talking to me directly. And Quran was providing solutions for my internal problems. All the questions that were arising in my mind, Quran was giving the answers to them. Now, my nafs and shaitan began to say that, don't read it, put it away. Otherwise, you know where you're going to end up. So, I thought for a moment, hesitated. Then I said, no, I'm going to keep reading, no matter what happens. If I end up there, I will end up there, but I want to read it. I continued reading, I read the whole book from beginning till end. And then I started reading again for a second time. Second time again those thoughts came to me, don't read it, otherwise you'll end up accepting it, embracing it, you know where you're going to end up. I said, no matter what happens, I'm going to continue to read. I kept on reading, I read the whole Quran for a second time. And then for the third time, I was reading it and I succumbed myself to it. I said, this is for me. I've got all my answers. Why should I hesitate? I declared Kalma Shahada on my own, on the internet, without having interaction with any Muslim. And he says that I embrace Islam. Then I learned how to do wudu, taharat, ghusl, pray, salat, on internet. And I started praying however I could. Then I thought to myself, let me see if I can find some Muslims in around here. So I started searching on Google and I find out that there is a small musalla prayer close to my neighborhood. So I took the address, I drove to the musalla, and it was a small musalla. I knocked on the door, and someone opened the door. He was scared of me. So I said, "Don't worry, don't worry. I am like you. I want to come inside. Can I come inside?" They said, "Okay, no problem." So they went inside, and I told them that I am Muslim, and this is how I embrace Islam. And they all embraced me. And then I started frequenting the masjid, musalla for salah. And I would be the first one in the musalla. Then they give me the keys to the musalla. Then you open it every day. I used to open it for Fajr salah, another salah. Now this person was guided by the Quran. And he is saying, this river is saying, that I found solution to all my problems in the Quran. If we as Muslims read the Quran, are we not going to find solutions to our problems? Of course we are. So what we need to do is start reading the Quran, understanding the meaning and the message of Quran. Look at the beautiful ruku' I just recited to you. It's from Surah Al-Zumar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing us. He is saying, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. O Muhammad, my beloved, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are instructed to tell the people. Say to them, O my servants, slaves, ibadi, plural of abdul, which means slave. We are all slaves. Allah owns us. Allah created us. O my slaves, who have wronged themselves exceeding the limits, who have gone beyond limits in wronging themselves, israf upon themselves, gunah upon gunah, sins upon sins, disobedience upon disobedience. You've done so much wrong. I know you've done everything. Still, I'm telling you, لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Do not lose hope of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Because Allah is one who forgives all sins. إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Indeed, it is He who is the real forgiving, merciful. He is the real most forgiving. He is the real most merciful and kind. So never ever lose hope from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then, وَأَنِيبُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ. Turn towards your Rabb. وَأَسْلِمُوا لَهُ. Submit yourselves wholeheartedly to Him. مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَأْتِيَكُمُ الْعَذَابُ ثُمَّ لَا تُنْصَرُونَ. Before some chastisement, punishment comes upon you, then there will be no one to help you. وَاتَّبِعُوا أَحْسَنَ مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكُمْ. Follow the most beautiful verses, Quran, which has been sent down to you. مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَأْتِيَكُمُ الْعَذَابُ بَغْتَةً وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ. Before some azab and punishment comes upon you, and you don't even realize where this came from. It was due to your own sins. You didn't turn to Allah. You didn't seek forgiveness from Him. You never behaved properly. So whatever problem, calamity came upon you, it was due to your own mistakes, and you won't even realize why it's coming to me and where it's coming from. وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ. Then you might have to say, أَنْ تَخُولَ نَفْسٌ. Someone will say, يَا حَسْرَتَا عَلَى مَا فَرَّطْتُ فِي جَنْبِ اللَّهِ. High of souls. Alas, I did so much shortfalls and shortcomings with regards to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I was so laid back. I didn't do anything. There are so many shortcomings of mine which are now haunting me. My disobedience, my shortcomings. فَرَّفْتُ فِي جَنْبِ اللَّهِ وَإِنْ كُنْتُ لَمِنَ السَّاخِرِينَ. Sometimes I used to make fun as well. تَوَتُوبَ أَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ. Fun of Allah's commands. Fun of Allah's commands. Fun of salah. Fun of zakat. Fun of fasting. Fun of maybe Islamic libas, fun of beard, fun of hijab. He used to make fun of these things. وَإِنْ كُنْتُ لَمِنَ السَّاخِرِينَ. أَوْ تَقُولَ لَوْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ هَدَانِي لَكُنْتُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Or a time would come when he would have to say, if Allah had guided me, I would have been from the muttaqeen. أَوْ تَقُولَ حِينَ تَرَى الْعَذَابَ لَوْ أَنَّ لِي كَرَّةً فَأَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Or he would say, she would say that if I could have only one more chance to go back to the dunya, and I would be from Muhsineen, those who are extremely Sufi, nice, behaving, and pious personalities. Allah will see at the time of death, when the sins are haunting and the azab is there, Allah will say, Bala, why not? قَدْ جَاءَتْكَ آيَاتِ. My verses did come to you. فَكَذَّبْتَ بِهَا. You denied them. Wastakbarta. You were haughty. Fakunta min al-kafirin. And you were of those who rejected, refused to believe. Fakunta min al-kafirin. ويوم القيامة ترى الذين كذبوا على الله وجوههم مسودة. On the day of Qiyamah, you will see those who told lies upon Allah, who fabricated lies against Allah. Their faces will have turned black due to their sins. أليس في جهنم مثوى للمتكبرين? Is there not enough space in Jahannam for those who have takabbur and pride and haughtiness in them? أليس في جهنم مثوى للمتكبرين? Most of the times people deny, refuse to believe because of takabbur, pride, haughtiness. They have so much pride in them, stiff neck, don't want to believe. أليس في جهنم مثوى للمتكبرين? Allah then goes on to say, وَيُنَجِّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا بِمَفَازَتِهِمْ لَا يَمَسُّهُمُ السُّوءُ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Those who had adopted a life of taqwa, Allah will deliver them, rescue them, save them. Come on one side. You have nothing to fear. بِمَفَازَتِهِمْ. They will be the successful. لَا يَمَسُّهُمُ السُّوءُ. No evil will afflict them. No azab, no punishment will afflict the muttaqeen because of their taqwa, their piety. وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Nor will they be sad. They will be happy, pleased at whatever Allah will provide for them. Allahu khaliq kulli shay'in. Allah is the creator of everything. Wa huwa ala kulli shay'in wakeel. And He is a wakeel over everything. He is disposer of affairs of everything. He has control over everything. Lahu maqaleedu as-samawati wal-ard. His are all the keys to the treasures of the heavens and the earth. He has all the keys to everything. لَهُ مَقَالِيدُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ. Those who reject the signs of Allah are in reality the losers. This is translation of that beautiful ruku. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Himself is inviting us towards seeking forgiveness from Allah. We should all seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wholeheartedly. Today, what is happening is, many of us don't even think that we are sinful. We think, I'm okay, I'm alright, I'm not doing anything wrong, I'm praying. You know, once I met this person whose name was Dr. Siddiqui. And he said, you know, my family, our family are very, very religious. You know, we go to the masjid, Juma to Juma. We pray once or twice a day. We keep fast in Ramadan over the weekends. We can't fast during the weekdays because we have to go to work. But I keep fast on Saturday, Sunday. We are very religious people. La ilaha illallah. He's saying that we are very religious people. And he's saying we are good. This is our all of us. We are in the same boat. We think that, oh, I am very pious. I haven't done anything wrong. I am very neat. I am very pious. I am muttaqi. I am praise God. I have nothing to fear. So, we don't seek forgiveness from Allah. Sometimes, you know, without our minds being present, we lose astaghfirullah, Allahumma ghfirli. But our minds, we don't think of ourselves as, I've done so much wrong, I'm sinful, I need to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, think about our life, where we are heading, where we are going wrong. You know, the mashayikh say that those who sin less are the greatest in seeking more and more forgiveness from Allah. And those who sin more are the least in seeking forgiveness from Allah. So we have to think of ourselves first that I am a very sinful person. Man or woman, young or old, we have made mistakes, we have heard, we have sinned with our eyes, we have sinned with our tongues, we have sinned with our ears, we have sinned with our hands, writing, texting, WhatsApping, emailing, things we shouldn't be sending forward. We have done things we shouldn't be doing. And we might have made major crimes and major sins as well. Many people involved in Sudi lender, interest, you know, mortgage, paying, taking, paying off, and you know, taking interest, giving, paying interest. Paying interest is also a major sin, like taking interest is a major sin. But many involved in major sins. And, you know, many other sins which we can think of ourselves. Somebody might be drinking, somebody might be taking drugs, na'udhu billah. Somebody might be committing zina, fornication. Somebody might be not the original zina, but zina of the eyes, watching pornography, na'udzubillah, watching blue movies. These are all major, major sins in the eyes of Allah. But we commit them, we don't even realize that I'm doing something wrong. So first we have to think of ourselves that I am very, very filthy, dirty, sinful, and I need to repent to Allah, I need to do tawbah. I am a mujrim, I am a criminal in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I have done so much wrong, I have disobeyed Allah, I have broken many, many commands of Allah, and I do that continuously, day in, day night, day in, day out, and I need to repent to Allah. When we get this realization, then we will turn to Allah, then we will seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what Allah is saying later on, وَأَنِيبُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ. Turn to Allah. We need to turn to Allah, we need to do tawbah, we need to seek forgiveness from Allah. You know, if we don't seek forgiveness, we continue to commit, you know, crimes and sins, then what's going to happen? We are going to be deprived of the rahmah and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not only us, our whole household will be deprived. Our wives, our children, our families, they will be deprived of Allah's mercy because of our sinning. So we have to turn to Allah. You know, I was listening to some of the clips of our late Shaykh Yunus Sahib, rahmatullahi alayhi. And he was mentioning this point, that, you know, we have to turn to Allah, seek forgiveness. He said, you know, during the time of Sayyiduna Musa, ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam, rain had stopped for long time, drought, famine. Musa alayhi salam went out with Bani Israel to supplicate for rain. And all Bani Israel are there, Musa alayhi salam is making dua, but rain is not coming. So Musa alayhi salam, talking to Allah, said, "Oh Allah, has my status gone so low in your eyes that you are not accepting my dua, you are not sending any rain?" Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, "No Musa, your status, your honor, your izzat is as high as it was. But among this congregation, there is one person who is mujrim, who has disobeyed me throughout his whole life. And because of him, the rain is stopped. If you get up and make an announcement that there is one person over here who is so sinful, and because of him, rain is not coming, our dua is not being accepted, he should get up and go away from here, and then Allah will accept our dua and rain will come." So Musa alayhi salam made the announcement, but nobody is standing up. Again and again and again, Musa alayhi salam is getting angry, but nobody is standing up. Now that person realized that this address is towards me, because I've never prayed any salat, I've never done anything good, I've always been disobeying. So he covered his head in his shawl and he started crying, "Oh Allah, please forgive me, please don't disgrace me in front of anyone." He started crying, tears in his eyes and repenting. And suddenly the clouds start coming. So Musa alayhi salam said, "Oh Allah, what is this? Nobody stood up here. And the rain is starting to come." Allah Pak said, "Oh Musa, that person because of whom the rain was stopped, he has repented to me, he has sought forgiveness from me, I have forgiven all his past life, and now it is because of him the rain is coming." So Musa alayhi salam said, "Oh Allah, can you tell me who that person is? I can greet him, I can meet him." Allah Pak said, "No Musa, I am not a tale bearer, I am not a chugal khor. I concealed his mistakes and faults when he was disobeying me. I'm not going to reveal it now when he has become my friend and he has done tawbah and he is repentant. I'm not going to tell you who that person is. Whoever he is my friend now." Now, the moral of the story is that because of one person, Allah's rahmah was stopped. Now, if the whole community commits sins and disobeys Allah, imagine how much rahmah of Allah will be stopped from the whole community. And there are sins which are committed on infiradi basis, and there are sins which are committed on ijtimai basis. Well, on our own in privacy, and some in public, collectively. Like sins committed in weddings, where there is mixed congregation, there are men and women together, and there is so much bepardagi and behijabi. and so many things committed, maybe dancing, video, photography, and all these songs, and these are collective sins. So we have to do tawbah from collective sins collectively and from individual sins individually. So if we are doing something wrong on individual basis, we have to turn to Allah and make tawbah, Allah please forgive me, I won't do this sin again, and forgive me. And collectively we have to remind ourselves that these things are wrong. For example, I will give an example of wedding. With other functions, similar things, when we commit sins collectively, we have to do tawbah, Allah forgive us, the whole community. We have to, the ulama, the a'imma, will remind us that don't do this, this is wrong. And we have to listen to our ulama and our a'imma and follow in their footsteps. And also the moral of that story is that when we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very easy to please. Allah is very easy to please. He's very extremely kind. He's very, very merciful. He's extremely compassionate. He's waiting there for our repentance and our tawbah. And we turn to Him, He's really, really happy. He receives us with both hands. Whoever comes one hand span, He comes an arm's length. Whoever comes an arm's length, He comes a bar length. And whoever comes walking, Allah comes to Him running. So Allah is there waiting for us. Waiting for us. Why are you late? You should have come early. Hazrat Rabia Basriya rahmatullahi ta'ala alayha, she was once asked by a person that, oh Rabia Basriya, you are a very ascetic lady, very pious lady. She used to worship Allah at night, and you know, very zahid, abid, and she had a special connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this person said, I am a very sinful person, I want to do tawbah, will Allah accept my tawbah? And she replied, Bale manas, oh my friend, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is inviting those who are running away from Him, that لَا تَقْنَدُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ, don't lose hope of my mercy, come to me, come to me, come here, I want you. He's calling those people who are running away from Him. And you are turning to Allah, is Allah not going to accept you? Of course He will accept you. So think of this thought of repentance and tawbah as a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah put that thought in your mind that I should do tawbah and I should turn to Allah. So it is from Allah. Take it as a present and a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do your tawbah. Seek forgiveness from Allah. And then inshallah Allah will forgive. Allah will forgive. Allah is there waiting for you. So the solution to all our problems today is in turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to understand and realize that we are very distant from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are far, far away from where we should be. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is calling us. When we turn to Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make things easy for us. I will conclude on one beautiful story I read about Harun Rashid, rahmatullahi alayh. He is from one of the Khulafai Abbasiyya. And during his time, there was a drought. And people were dying of thirst and hunger. He opened his treasure and he provided whatever he could, and he did his best. He helped people, and but still nothing was happening. He was thinking, I'm doing all this good, but why is the rain and not coming? Why is Allah not having any mercy upon us? What's wrong? Where am I going wrong? So after a few weeks or months when nothing was happening and he was down, he called upon his wazir Yahya al-Barmaki rahmatullahi alayhi. And he said, oh Yahya, help me, you know, what is this happening? And Yahya said, Sheikh Khalifa, I want to tell you a story first. And then we will understand the solution. He said, you know, there was this monkey in the jungle who had a baby, and the monkey needed to go somewhere. So he wanted someone to look after the baby. So he went to the lion, who is the king of the jungle, and said that, will you look after my baby? And the lion said, okay. So the lion used to carry the baby on its back wherever it went and looked after it. Once this falcon hawk was flying and saw the monkey, the baby, and it came down and Jafar carried the baby and ran away, flew away. Now the lion ran here and there frantically, but he could not save the baby. So, after a few days, the monkey came back. Where is my baby? He said, this is what happened. The falcon, the hawk came and took it away. And the monkey started crying. But the lion said, what could I do? If it was some earthly problem, I would have protected. But this was from upwards, flying birds from heavenly, and I couldn't look after your child, so it's not my fault. And then Yahya said, Khalifa, this is it, where there are problems from the land, from other people, other nations, armies, then we could deal with them. But where there is heavenly problem, then we can't deal with it. This problem of drought, famine is a heavenly problem. It's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the only way to tackle that is turning to Allah. What you should do is get up at night, or stand up in prayer, tahajjud, and cry in front of Allah, cry in sujood, and cry in your du'as. And this is what will bring the help of Allah, and the help of Allah will save the community. And Harun Rashid said, Jazakallah, thank you very much for that. And he started begging Allah throughout day and day out, crying in prayers. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala immediately sent rainwater, but the famine and the drought was gone. He thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So today as well, we have problems around, but the only solution is in turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah give us tawfiq to turn quickly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to seek His forgiveness and turn ourselves to Him. وَأَنِيبُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ وَأَسْلِمُوا لَهُ Islam, submitting wholeheartedly. May Allah accept, may Allah be pleased with us. Jazakumullah. وَأَخِرُ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدِ اللَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Thank you for our respected honorable Sheikh Abdurrahim, Sheikh Abdurrahim Hales from the UK, and Sheikh is a very senior ustad and a teacher of hadith in one of the Darul Ulooms in the UK. We're very fortunate to have him, Sheikh is with us for the next few days in Perth, and we're having a host of programs in the coming days. This evening, inshallah, in Perth Masjid, after Salat and Isha, Sheikh will be having a program. Tomorrow night, in the Masjid here again, there will be a program after Salat and Isha. On Sunday night, the program is in River Bay, Monday night in Pongi, and Tuesday night in Barabuka Masjid, inshallah. As well as on a daily basis, after Salat and Fajr, our respected Sheikh will be having programs as well. There will be a short majlis of 5 to 10 minutes on a daily basis in the Masjid, inshallah, for the next 3 or 4 days. Sheikh is also a student of one of the great muhaddithun of the era, of our era, who passed away very recently, which Sheikh made reference to in the talk, Sheikh Yunus John Puri, rahimahullah, who was one of the great scholars of hadith and the great ulama, and he passed away very recently, and Allah filled his qabr with nur, and Allah Azza wa Jalla allow us to take maximum benefit from our yes.
فحاسبوا أنفسكم قبل أن تحاسبوا وتوبوا إلى الله عز وجل قبل أن تموتوا، والصلوا الذي بينكم وبين ربكم بكثرة ذكركم له وكثرة الصلاة بالسر والعلانية تنصروا وترزقوا وتجبروا، وحافظوا على الجمع والجماعة، ووطنوا أنفسكم على السمع والطاعة، واستغفروا ربكم إنه كان غفارا يرسل السماء عليكم مدرارا ويمددكم بأموال وبنين ويجعل لكم جنات ويجعل لكم أنهارا. يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: من لزم الاستغفار جعل الله له من كل هم فرجا ومن كل ضيق مخرجا ورزقه من حيث لا يحتسب. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: من قال أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه غفر الله له وإن كان قد فر من السحر. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: طوبى لمن وجد في صحيفته استغفارا كثيرا. وقال الله تعالى في حديث قدسي: يا ابن آدم إنك ما دعوتني ورجوتني غفرت لك على من كان فيك ولا أبالي. يا ابن آدم لو بلغت ذنوبك عنان السماء ثم استغفرتني غفرت لك. يا ابن آدم إنك لو أتيتني بقراب الأرض خطايا ثم لقيتني لا تشرك بي شيئا لأتيتك بقرابها مغفرة. وقال الله تعالى في حديث قدسي آخر: يا عبادي إنكم تخطئون بالليل والنهار وأنا أغفر الذنوب جميعا فاستغفروني أغفر لكم. يا عبادي إنكم لن تبلغوا ضري فتضروني ولن تبلغوا نفعي فتنفعوني. يا عبادي لو أن أولكم وآخركم وإنسكم وجنكم كانوا على أتقى قلب رجل واحد منكم ما زاد ذلك في ملكي شيئا. يا عبادي لو أن أولكم وآخركم وإنسكم وجنكم كانوا على أفجر قلب رجل واحد منكم ما نقص ذلك من ملكي شيئا. يا عبادي لو أن أولكم وآخركم وإنسكم وجنكم قاموا في صليب واحد فسألوني فأعطيه كل إنسان مسألته ما نقص ذلك مما عندي إلا كما ينقص المخيط إلى أدخل البحر. يا عبادي إنما هي أعمالكم أحصيها لكم ثم أوفيكم إياها، فمن وجد خيرا فليحمد الله ومن وجد غير ذلك فلا يلومن إلا نفسه. وفقني الله وإياكم لما يحبه ويرضاه، وجعلنا ممن يتبع رضوانه ويجتنب سخطه. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. وأنيبوا إلى ربكم وأسلموا له من قبل أن يأتيكم العذاب ثم لا تنصرون، واتبعوا أحسن ما أنزل إليكم من ربكم من قبل أن يأتيكم العذاب بغتة وأنتم لا تشعرون. بارك الله لي ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعني وإياكم بالآيات والذكر الحكيم. أستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: الكيس من دان نفسه وعمل لما بعد الموت، والعاجز من أتبع نفسه هواها وتمنى على الله. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: ما منكم من أحد إلا سيكلمه ربه ليس بينه وبينه ترجمان، فينظر عن أيمن منه فلا يرى إلا ما قدم، وينظر عن أشعر منه فلا يرى إلا ما قدم، وينظر تلقاء وجهه فلا يرى إلا النار، فاتقوا النار ولو بشق تمرة. فاتقوا الله يا عباد الله، واعلموا أن الله أمركم بأن تبدأ فيه بنفسه، وثنى بملائكة قدسه، وثلث بكم أيها المؤمنون من مرية جنه وإنسه. فقال تعالى مخبرا وآمرا: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي نبي الرحمة كما تحب وترضى عدد ما تحب وترضى كلما ذكره الذاكرون وكلما غفل عن ذكره الغافلون وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين ساداتنا أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن سائر الصحابة والتابعين وعنا معهم بمنك وكرمك يا أكرم الأكرمين. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر وأصدقهم حياء عثمان وأفضلهم علي وفاطمة سيدة النساء أهل الجنة والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة وحمزة وسط الله وأسد رسوله وأعلمهم بالحلال والحرام معاذ بن جبل وأقربهم لكتاب الله أبي بن كعب وأفردهم زيد بن ثابت ولكل أمة أمين وأمين هذه الأمة أبو عبيدة بن الجراح رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين. اللهم اغفر للعباس ولدي مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا. الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي من أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم ومن آذاهم فقد آذاني ومن آذاني فقد آذى الله ومن آذى الله فيوشك من يأخذه وخير القرون قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. اللهم اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وألف بين قلوبهم وأصلح ذات بينهم واهدهم سبل السلام وجنبهم الفواحش والآثام ونجهم من الظلمات إلى النور وأوصعهم أن يشكروا نعمتك التي أنعمت عليهم وأن يوفوا بعهدك الذي عاهدتهم عليه. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين في مشارق الأرض ومغاربها أجمعين. اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين المضطهدين المظلومين في كل في جميع أنحاء العالم يا رب العالمين. اللهم انصرهم نصرا مبزرا اللهم وحد صفوفهم اللهم اجمع كلمتهم على الحق يا رب العالمين. اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين اللهم احفظ المسجد الأقصى اللهم اجعل هذه البلاد آمنة مطمئنة وسائر بلاد المسلمين يا رب العالمين. اللهم آمنا في أوطاننا وأصلح أئمتنا وولاة أمورنا واجعل ولايتنا فيمن خافك واتقاك يا رب العالمين. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله العظيم الجليل يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر الله يعلم ما تصنعون.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى وليسرك لليسرى فذكر إن
نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. بحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله ولك الملك كله بيدك الخير كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي نبي الرحمة كما تحب وترضى عدد ما تحب وترضى كلما ذكره الذاكرون وكلما غفل عن ذكره الغافلون. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم. رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين. رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين. رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين. اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وعافنا وارزقنا واسترنا واجبرنا واهدنا وارفعنا إنا لما أنزلت إلينا من خير فقراء. اللهم اغفر لجميع أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم ارحم سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم تجاوز عن أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم فرج الكرب عن أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم استر واجبر واحفظ واهدي أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واهد الناس جميعا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى يا رب العالمين. اللهم أصلح لنا ديننا الذي هو عصمة أمرنا وأصلح لنا دنيانا التي فيها معاشنا وأصلح لنا آخرتنا التي إليها معادنا وأحينا ما كانت الحياة خيرا لنا وتوفنا إذا كانت الوفاة خيرا لنا واجعل الحياة زيادة لنا في كل خير واجعل الموت راحة لنا من كل شر وإذا أردت بعبادك فتنة فتوفنا غير مفتونين. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك والنار. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة دائما في الدين والدنيا والآخرة. اللهم إنا نسألك علما نافعا وعملا صالحا ورزقا حلالا طيبا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء. اللهم إنا نسألك قلوبا أواهة مخبتة منيبة في سبيلك يا رب العالمين. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. وصل اللهم وسلم على سيدنا محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.
I kindly remind you, those who are parked inappropriately or those who are parked in any of the driveways, please remove your car immediately. Thank you.